Jonesy! The new and untouchable Glenn Jones radio program featuring X-Ray Burns.
Oh, Jonesy.
Here on WFMU East Orange, New Jersey. Freeform radio the way it ought to be.
The last time we checked in with radio disc jockey Glenn Jones, he had just returned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey. Station manager Ken Friedman says he had suspended Jones briefly for profanity and what he calls crossing the line.
He's into pushing the envelope and seeing how far he can go, and he started going too far in many different ways.
Now Glenn Jones is pushing the envelope once again, and this time with the radio station's blessing. Jones is spending his Memorial Day weekend at WFMU trying to break the Guinness World Record for longest continuous broadcast by a radio disc jockey. The current record of 73 hours and 33 minutes was set last year by a British DJ. Reporter Lars Howell says Glenn Jones has vowed not only to bring the record to America, but to keep broadcasting until he is the last man standing.
Jonesy! Glenn Jones' radio program, the show heard round the world. I am the last man standing. I will be the last man standing. When you go to bed tonight, I will still be here when you get up tomorrow. When you go to bed tomorrow, I will still be up. I'm already losing track of my days. That would be what? I'll still be up on Sunday. When you go to bed on Sunday, I will still be up on Monday. And when you go to bed on Monday, I will still be up on Tuesday. I'm gonna be up all night, baby. Woo-hoo-hoo! Jonesy, stay tuned.
Dressed in a rumpled tuxedo shirt, string tie, and leather vest, Glenn Jones already looks like he's reached the end of some sort of fancy dress biker's marathon. But this Friday morning, Jones is just at the beginning of his Guinness attempt, which kicked off at 9 Eastern Daylight Time when he spun his first record, The Impossible Dream from Man of La Mancha.
Ow! Ow! How long is this song? 218, you said?
223, I think. 223. The timer set.
The games have begun.
This song is 223, Tony.
The dream is made all the more impossible by the strict rules of the Guinness Records Committee. Jones can play no song shorter than 2 minutes or longer than 6, and can't repeat a song within a 3-hour period. He must introduce or back announce each selection. The most difficult challenge of all, though, may be Guinness's ruling on bathroom breaks. Jones can have only one for 15 minutes every 8 hours. Station manager Ken Friedman says he tried to persuade the Guinness Committee that WFMU is not like most other radio stations, where DJs can at least leave the room during newscasts.
We asked them ahead of time, you know, given the fact that we're a non-commercial radio station and we don't have news, traffic, and weather, or commercial breaks at all, do concert announcements and public service announcements, which are regularly scheduled for every program, do those qualify? And they said no. They thought about it for a day and then they said no, that does not count. You can only have one 15-minute break every 8 hours.
Dick Van Dyke, on the Dick Van Dyke Show, actually had a, the longest radio marathon ever. Many years ago, one of the episodes. I haven't seen it lately. So one of the things Dick Van Dyke did is he recited a tongue twister every hour on the hour, so you could see the deterioration as the hours went by. So on the fly, we just asked around the room for some tongue twisters and came up with the, we had three suggestions. We came up with the most difficult of the three, and it is this, and they will recite this every hour on the hour, the sixth sheep's sick. And so is Jonesy. Here's DJ David Bowie.
Jones admits he's going to need a lot more than tongue twisters and inspiration from old TV shows to help him make it. He says he's gotten much support from the WFMU staff, many of whom have not only given up their own airtime for Jones, but have volunteered to be witnesses and to do whatever it takes to keep Jones awake, even if it means not being afraid to get physical.
I'm going to look forward to slapping him around on Monday. Not only will I not be afraid, but at that point, yeah, I think he's going to need a lot of people yelling wake up at him and just sort of seeing to it that we're ringing bells and banging on pans and maybe a guy playing the bagpipes.
Announcer Chris Zakas has witnessed many of Glenn Jones's previous radio stunts, from broadcasting live on a Coney Island roller coaster to being suspended upside down from the roof of a Howard Johnson's. Zakas thinks that Glenn Jones does these outlandish things from a love of radio.
He is, you know, a pure distillation of radio and what radio can be and what it should be in a number of ways. Radio, unfortunately, is a mere shadow of itself, and radio personalities don't really exist anymore. And he's a radio personality. So I think, again, this is a logical extension of everything that he's been working towards.
Thanks, everybody. This is going to be a blast, and I'm going to make it. I owe it to all of you for your support to make it. You're listening to 91.1 WFMU FM Radio. This song is called AM Radio by Everclear. And for all of those of you who are always asking me, what do I play? Because I never give a playlist. This is your chance to find out what your favorite songs were, and this is a great one.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
If he goes the distance, Glenn Jones will set his new Guinness record Monday morning at 10:34. For NPR News, I'm Lars Foell.